We're here on KS95 as we get ready for tonight's ballgame. Xiry HK Audubon battling Van Meter. Talking now with Tom Peterson, head coach for Xiry HK Audubon softball. And coach, here it is, a rematch with Van Meter from last year's state championship game. How are you feeling about your team coming in?
Well, I'm pretty happy with where our girls are at currently. You know, we've played our best softball at the end of the year, Chris, and obviously that's where you want to be at this time. So, you know, obviously we have a extremely tough opponent in front of us, and I understand that, but you know, the kids are, you know, they're having fun. So we'll just let the cards, you know, lie where they may.
How motivated are these girls going to be, especially the ones from last year who played against the Bulldogs, to try and get a little revenge? And the championship game came right down to the wire. It was just a two-run home run that broke a three-all tie.
Yeah, you know, I don't know for sure, Chris. I suppose it's in the back of some of their minds, but, you know, we're a completely different softball team than what they were a year ago. You know, I still feel that we're learning things. And we're this late in the year. So, but it's just a great opportunity. You know, a lot of teams don't get this chance. You know, you're down to the final 16 teams across the state of Iowa, and to be able to be in this position says a lot about these kids.
Van Meter is a tremendous offensive team. They're batting .421 as a squad. And it's going to come down to Riley Miller versus them. What has Riley done here in the postseason? I mean, she looks like she's gotten better as the season wore on. How do you feel like she is, come along here in the season to get to this point and pitching at her best?
Well, you know, she's been there, done that. Obviously, she's been in situations where the pressure has been extremely high. But, you know, and she's still young and she's still learning, obviously, as well. So, you know, in the postseason, in the latter part of the year, I think Riley has been hitting her spots a lot more, Chris. And when you're able to do that, you know, you can go inside and outside, and obviously her rise ball, you know, it puts us in a position to be successful. And, you know, Van Meter, top to bottom, just solid. You know, you look at all of their averages, and it's just hard to find a weakness in there. So, like I said, work is cut out for us, but I also like where my girls are at mentally going into this game. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great atmosphere, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, Van Meter is riding a sophomore pitcher, Jillian Wozbanski, who was not pitching for him really last year. At least Audubon did not see them last year. So, what is going to be your message to your hitters here, who, again, have come a long ways since the start of the season and hitting much better?
The biggest thing is putting the ball in play. You know, a couple of games ago against Pleasantville, I think we only struck out once. The other night, you know, we struggled a little bit, I thought, hitting the softball. And, you know, we're going to have to put it in play. And then obviously we're going to have to execute bunts. You know, we're going to have to throw some small ball in, and just, you got to put the ball in play. We got to make solid contact. And when the situations are there, we've got to take advantage of it.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you about Taryn Peterson. I mean, she missed the first half of the season, but has really come on at the top of the lineup. She's kind of gone to a slapping style that seems to be working, which she wasn't doing last year. What has gone into that change, and how has she changed as a hitter?
Well, you know, we'll flip her back and forth, Chris, to be honest. You know, when she goes from her right side, she is just the same as what she was a year ago. But I've just kind of, you know, when we need something, I would like to see her go around to the left side, just because of the fact with her speed. She's very aggressive at running bases, and she gets down the line extremely fast. So, you know, that's the reasoning for it, because, you know, once we get her on base, positive things seem to happen. So, like I said, but it's going to take all of us. You know, we're going to have to, like I said, we're going to have some timely hits. And I know that, but they're going to have to also. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. And I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yeah. Another player that I want to ask you about, Briley Peterson, of course, no relation there. But she just seems like she's hitting the ball hard. She did against Pleasantville. And I think, you know, the Force girl was kind of keeping everybody off guard for Earlham. But, you know, what do you think about Briley, just the way she's hitting the ball? The ball's just coming off the bat hard.
Yeah. Hey, just, you know, we changed. I changed her stance from earlier in the year. I just feel like her hands were not getting to the zone with the bat, with the barrel of the bat out in front. And so we widened out her stance quite a bit and just moved her hands in a different position. Since we've done that, it seems like that she's been, I would say her approach at the plate has been better also. So, you know, it's a combination of things, and it's good when you're seeing the ball. You know, it's sometimes the ball looks as small as a golf ball, and sometimes it looks like a beach ball, you know. So it's just it's a matter of, you know, just picking it up out of the pitcher's hand, and she's been doing that as of late.
And just overall, what do you make of this opportunity? This team has had a magical run in the playoffs last year, and they're trying to do the same thing this year. It's going to be a lot harder this time around with Van Meter. Just what do you make of this challenge in this regional final game?
Enjoy the moment. You know, you want your kids to go out and have fun. And that's the biggest thing. You know, like I said, Chris, before, a lot of teams don't get the opportunity to be in this situation, and for these kids to be there once again, you know, extremely inexperienced, you know, so it's just one of those things. I want them to enjoy it, but at the same time, come ready, because anything can happen.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Bulldogs. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Tom Peters and head coach for Exiree HK Audubon softball with us here on KS95.